cabin.
Coming to you from the center of all human culture, which is Medford, Massachusetts. This is Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am Greg Zapata. And yes, it is, in fact, another rousing edition of Great Songs But Nothing Good. Hope you're doing well. That was Sad Sweetheart of the Rodeo by Harvey Danger from their second album, the King James Version. And we're going to get things started off with a single I was sent by a little record label out in Kent on the south coast of England called Skepwax, and it's the new single by a new artist called Marlodi, and fittingly it's called Summer because it is not the summer. It is in fact very cold and gray here in Medford. I don't know about where you are. Results may vary. But we've been getting some pretty good stuff in the email bag from Skepwax Records, and we're going to try and fit some more of their offerings as we get closer to the new year, but we'll get things started off right now with the debut single by Marlodi.
There's photos on the wall. Without them I wouldn't remember you at all. Daddy says I love you. You and me when I was small.
apple tree with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, 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 don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Till I come marching home. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, 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 don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me. Till I come marching home. I just got word from a guy who heard from the guy next door to me. The girl he met just loves to pet and fit you to a T. So don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Till I come marching home. Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. With anyone else but her. No, 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 not a single soul but me. No, 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 don't you sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Not till you see me. Not until you see me marching home. Home, 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 sweet home. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me. With anyone else but her. No, 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 not a single soul but me. No, 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 don't you go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me. Not till you see me. Not until you see me marching home. Home, 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 sweet home. Just wait till I come marching home.
This is only a test. If you hear music coming out of these speakers, they work. Thank y'all for coming to Tipitina's tonight, y'all. We're Lost Bayou Ramblers.
And those are the Lost Bayou Ramblers, a Cajun rock group from where else? New Orleans. And they are also the backing band for Spider Stacy, formerly of the Pogues, when they're out doing Pogues cover shows with Cotter Reardon, the original Pogues bassist. Before that, we had the Andrew Sisters, Begging You to Not Sit Under the Apple Tree with anyone else but them. We also had Otis Redding, Down in the Valley from Otis Blue. And we also started off with the debut single by Marlodi called Summer. And the debut album is going to be out January 23rd. And that will be on Skepwax Records out of Kent in England. Coming up, we have three flamenco songs. If you'll recall last week's show, we did three flamenco songs by the Gypsy Kings, all in promotion of a flamenco show at the Tosca restaurant in Brighton. There'll be two shows on November the 29th, 5:30 and 8 o'clock, featuring the one and only Isaac de los Reyes. And so we're going to be playing some flamenco songs between now and then. And I'm going to be playing you three flamenco songs I've come across in my scouring and travels. And we're going to start things off with something that's very, very interesting. It's a old acetate recording that were eventually collected into a formal collection called Colección de Canciones Populares Españoles. And on the vocals will be Encarnación López Hulves, known as La Argentinita, and she was a Spanish-Argentine flamenco dancer and had a very successful career. And on piano is the one and only, the greatest Spanish poet of that era, Federico García Lorca. And in addition to being so many things, a poet, a playwright, a political activist, and a contemporary of Pablo Neruda, the late, great Federico García Lorca was also quite a pianist. And so they recorded a series of songs, and this is going to be called Aires de Castilla. Take a listen.
Thank you.
And that was Lole Emanuel with Romero Verde from the album Una Voz y Una Guitarra. Before that, we had Pepe Habichuela with Canta la Guitarra from Habichuela and Rama. And we start off with La Argentinita and the late, great Federico García Lorca with Aires de Castilla from the collection Colección de Canciones Populares Españoles, a collection of flamenco songs recorded during the days of the Second Spanish Republic before the Civil War in which Federico García Lorca was abducted and was never seen again. And it's at the bottom of the hour here on Great Songs About Nothing Good. But before I give you the PSA, I'm going to remind you about the flamenco show happening at Tosca in Brighton on the 29th. The 8 o'clock show is sold out. My sources tell me that it is sold out, but there are still tickets available for the 5:30. So you and yours can go see Isaac de las Reyes strut his flamenco stuff. So please, don't delay. Order today. Let's see. Also, let's have ourselves the legally mandated PSA. We'll switch it up. It's the Blackout Emergency Preparedness PSA. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet shutdown, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Have you got enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, and other emergencies can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-inflammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That's, of course, not to be confused with preparedness when you are a preparedness plan for when you are about to blackout. In that case, you should have plenty of Gatorade and Advil on hand and know the name of a good breakfast sandwich provider for the morning after. And please don't drive. That's just common sense. Let's see. Up next, we have I'm going to play a long song that I've wanted to play for a while, but never got around to until just now. It's Warren Zevon from his 1993 live album, Learning to Flinch, and it's a long version of one of his most notable classics, and he had several, but this is about the most notable ones that doesn't have to do with Werewolves in London. Anyway, take a pause, take a breather, take a seat for this long one by the one and only Warren Zevon.
Thank you. Listen, daughter. His comrades fought beside him, Van Owen and the rest. But of all the Thompson gunners, Roland was the best. So the CIA decided they wanted Roland dead. And that son of a bitch, Van Owen, off Roland's head. Roland Bess, Thompson gunner. Norway's bravest son. They can still see his headless body stalking through the night in the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. Muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. Roland searched the continent for the man who done him in. He found him in Mombasa in a bar room drinking gin. He didn't say a word, but he blew Van Owen's body from there to Johannesburg. Roland Bess, Thompson gunner. Roland Bess, Thompson gunner. Talking about the man holding the headless Thompson gunner.
Thank you.
But he still keeps up the fighting in Ireland, in Lebanon, in Palestine, and Berkeley.
One and only Warren Zevon with a lengthy rendition of Roland the Headless Thompson Gunner off of his live album Learning to Flinch. And of course, that was originally released on Excitable Boy, his third album and his most successful. But the thing about Warren Zevon is that he was more than Roland the Headless Thompson Gunner or Werewolves of London. And if you listen to the album that precedes Excitable Boy, his self-titled second album, or the two albums that follow Excitable Boy, Bad Luck, Streak and Dancing School, and The Envoy, you'll see that the strength of his writing was equal to that of his talent on the piano or the guitar. And you could hear his strength as a pianist in that lengthy live cut. And through his career's ups and downs, towards the end, he would primarily tour as a solo act, either doing guitar or piano. And I think it was to heighten the intimacy of the project. And also, you know, you'd save a lot of money. You'd have to pay bandmates as much. But yes, Warren Zevon, one in a million. Always liked him better than Jackson Browne, but that's just me. Up next, we're going to play some Public Image Limited. And Keith Levine passed away the other day. He was the guitarist for Public Image Limited when Johnny Rotten decided to become a John Lydon again and put together a post-punk band that really did set the paces for everything that came after the punk explosion. And Keith Levine was part of that project and was an incredibly talented guitarist who wound up leaving the band before they had their big breakthroughs in the late 80s. And in addition to all of that, Keith Levine was an early founding member of The Clash. And while he also left The Clash before they found big fame, he was instrumental in convincing Joe Strummer to leave his previous band and join his. And so Keith Levine, maybe not a name on the tip of many Rockista tongues, but it wouldn't be the same picture without him. So salute to him. And here's one from Public Image Limited's debut album, First Issue, with Keith Levine on the guitar.
You never listen to a word that I said. You only see me by the clouds.
Frank Black and the Catholics with a cover of Bob Dylan's Changing of the Guards. And before that, we had Public Image Limited with Public Image from their debut album, First Issue. Their guitarist, one of their first guitarists, Keith Levine, also the first guitarist of The Clash, passed away this weekend. And Public Image Limited is, I feel it's in part because John Lydon was a member of Sex Pistols, but I feel like that Public Image Limited has not received its due, at least in the American conception of what post-punk was. Of course, no, they're a big name over in England. But I think we should go through the discography together and appreciate them for what they've given us. And I was going to play the Kinks Days afterwards, but once you know it, we're out of time on this edition of Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. So I will say ta-ta, farewell, and all that. And tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different. Happy birthday, Andrew. Early birthday, I should say. Also, happy early birthday to Martin Scorsese.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.